and welcome to a very special edition of the Full Force News Burst, brought to you by generalsjoes.com with me as your host, Chris K-Kies McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. On this instalment of your absolutely favourite kind of burst, I'm joined by Justin Fake Thighs Bell to discuss the latest rumour circulating around the G.I. Joe Paramount movie. So without further ado, let's get stuck into this news burst.
There's nothing about these thighs that is fake.
Whatever. A rumour surfaced yesterday regarding yet another hint that the next G.I. Joe movie will be titled Snake Eyes. The news was posted on Histank and was mentioned in a small media briefing regarding the future of Paramount Pictures Limited. Other information from the briefing included the fact that Lorenzo Di Bonaventura will be reprising his producer duties for this new film. That was easy for me to say. The story will be set around a young Snake Eyes in the formation of the G.I. Joe team. The film will be a departure from any of the previous live-action movies, and the same can be said for the new Bumblebee movie. It is still slated for a March 27th, 2020 release, and more information will be coming in November. Lots to get into here, so Justin, here we go again. What do you make of this? Firstly, about going with Snake Eyes as the title and focal point of this new direction.
Well, I think it makes a certain amount of sense. I mean, he's far and away kind of the iconic character where G.I. Joe is concerned. And if Hasbro's serious about kind of taking a page out of the Marvel Studios handbook, then starting with, you know, a solo movie or two might make the most sense to kind of build this new universe so people get used to a particular character before they start launching, you know, a whole bunch of different characters at them all at once.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I think it does make a certain amount of sense. I mean, it all depend on how they pull it off, I think, ultimately. But it's odd how Snake Eyes is kind of this ubiquitous, popular character, whether you liked the cartoon, whether you liked the comic, whether you liked the toys or any of them. Snake Eyes is clearly, you know, kind of the top of the pile for characters, G.I. Joe characters that people are the most familiar with. So it makes sense to kind of start this whole thing with him. So I'm in favor of that decision, certainly.
Do you think they're taking a page from Marvel here, and you know how like Iron Man started the whole Avengers universe?
Yeah.
Do you think it's kind of looking at that and thinking we have to go solo before we go ensemble? I know it doesn't necessarily translate the same with Marvel, but that does seem like something they're probably going for here.
Yeah, I'd be inclined to agree with you. I think they kind of made that decision with Bumblebee first and are now kind of spinning that off. So I would expect kind of a similar format where Snake Eyes is clearly the focus of the film. However, you'll probably see other characters sprinkled throughout, kind of like how they are in the Bumblebee movie, to kind of plant that seed for future growth. But yeah, I think they're definitely taking a page from the Marvel handbook and focusing on a single character first before kind of diving whole hog into the whole combined universe. But you're right, it's a different scenario. I mean, the individual characters that Marvel explored, like Iron Man and Captain America and Thor, existed as individual characters. You know, they headlined their own comic book. They were, you know, kind of had their own little contained universes, where Snake Eyes has always been a smaller part of a much larger team. So it'll be interesting to see kind of how they explore him and him alone, as opposed to him as part of the overall unit.
Yeah. So what are your thoughts about the story being a sort of origin again? I'm hopeful they might change it up and start in Vietnam or a different era to work in the timeline. But I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
I like it. Yeah. I don't think they'll go Vietnam, and I'm hoping they don't, because I want them to kind of be more generic. I don't want them to set it in a specific timeline. I mean, obviously, if they're gearing towards the 80s, as we've surmised that they might be doing, then yeah, it would make sense to start it in Vietnam. But you know, if they really what kind of want to make this a springboard towards the future, I would think they'd want to start it in a little bit more of a vague place. And I would kind of prefer a more modern telling. And as hilarious and awesome as that martial arts fight between 10-year-old Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow was in The Rise of Cobra, you know, I don't really need to see them growing up as children together. I think, you know, kind of the Snake Eyes is an American soldier who is overseas, who gets injured and kind of befriends a Japanese fellow soldier. You know, that story works. It works in whether it's Vietnam, whether it's some more modern warfare. It just works. So I don't think they need to change it up a whole lot from what we know from the comics.
They could possibly take from like what Larry Hama did and make countries up for this particular scenario. So you're not like, you're not forcing it necessarily into, you know, you're creating your own universe effectively. And obviously in the G.I. Joe universe, you've got Sierra Gordo, you've got Barovia. Lots of different made up places, and I kind of feel like there's an opportunity there maybe to, like you say, go generic. It could have a similar theme to Vietnam, but it doesn't necessarily have to be Vietnam, and it could always tie in again later on in the universe with the country like Sierra Gordo, couldn't it?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, Trucial Abysma, any of those, they could certainly use some of those as reference points. And I think that would almost make sense. I mean, depending on, again, what they're going with, I have a hard time thinking that they're going to go hyper-realistic. So I think making up some countries and going a little bit more fictional, I don't think there'd be an issue with that. That really does make sense.
I'm looking forward to the formation of the Joe team on this one, if that's what they're kind of going for. Do you think that could be something that could make a very, very interesting, at least segment of the film? It doesn't have to be like 80s montaged, but it could be one of those things where you get to see some, I don't know, some really, there's a lot of potential there, isn't there?
Oh, totally. I really think there is. I mean, kind of starting from the ground up and seeing kind of how they all came together, and I think there's really some interesting things they could do there with it, you know, rather than just, you know, appearing in Rise of Cobra and all of a sudden there's this huge global organization with, you know, these massive underground headquarters or whatever. Kind of seeing more boots on the ground origin type of story would be really, really cool.
Totally.
It's kind of interesting that for all of the quote unquote, you know, G.I. Joe media that we've gotten recently, very seldom do we actually get G.I. Joe. I mean, G.I. Joe Rise of Cobra was kind of G.I. Joe as we know them, this large kind of military anti-terrorist organization. But, you know, in retaliation, most of the Joe team was killed, and you had a handful of people who kind of comprised this team. And you had G.I. Joe Renegades, which wasn't actually G.I. Joe yet. It was kind of G.I. Joe before it was G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
For going back, you know, almost 10 years, for all the G.I. Joe media we've gotten, we haven't really gotten G.I. Joe media as we all are familiar with. So it'll be interesting to see kind of how they can pull it off, and if this really does kickstart kind of a more grounded G.I. Joe universe for film.
Something else that you mentioned there, like Rise of Cobra and Retaliation coming up there, but I kind of feel like this has to reboot. This has to be kind of almost like a forget what happened in the past. We'll start with Snake Eyes. I know the Bumblebee's more of a soft reboot, but again, the fact that G.I. Joe doesn't necessarily connect to Transformers yet means that we don't have to have that baggage attached to the film. So I kind of feel like they're in a good position here where they can reboot this as a Snake Eyes starting point and, you know, go in a different direction, tie it in with Transformers, make it a bit more quality. And I'm not saying, like, you know, obviously some of the Transformers films have been garbage, but I feel like the Bumblebee movie might change that perception a touch. I think it might have an even broader range of age groups that might be interested in it as well, with the more heart and soul element of it.
The trailer already seems to be a lot more kind of that sort of mentality, sort of openness and exploration, and not just, you know, angry death robots smashing each other to pieces for 3 hours.
And also, do you think it also maybe hints a bit stronger towards the fact we may be seeing some kind of tie-in with the Bumblebee movie? Do you think we'll see some sort of homage? Does this news kind of bolster that a little bit?
I think so. I mean, I think this is kind of playing into that MCU formula where we get, you know, the Bumblebee solo movie, which could kind of be attributed to like an Iron Man solo movie. Then we get the Snake Eyes solo movie, which could be attributed to, you know, the Thor solo movie or whatever. And then we kind of see the seeds of this whole combined universe coming together. I could see that happening. I don't know if this movie being officially announced really puts more credence into the fact that this could be a combined universe thing, but I certainly am not hearing anything that would lead me to believe it won't be. I certainly think this kind of plants those seeds.
Yeah. Still slated for a March 27th, 2020 date. Is that possible at this stage?
It seems insane that it would happen that way. I mean, March 2019 is about, what, less than 6 months away?
Yeah.
And we don't really have a director. I mean, we've got the rumors of directors, but no official announcements. You know, obviously, if this is a reboot, I can't imagine Ray Park is going to be involved. And, you know, I love Ray Park. He's been fantastic in Snake Eyes. But honestly, if you're making a solo movie about Snake Eyes, you're probably not building that movie around Ray Park's acting chops. So they're probably looking for a totally different actor, I would think. And none of those announcements have been made yet. We don't even know. I mean, you got to think Storm Shadow's going to be involved in this somehow. We don't know who's going to play him. You know, there's just all sorts of moving parts that nothing has really landed on yet. So I really don't know how they can make this work for March 2020. I should have done this prior to the show, but looked back and see when they actually announced the Bumblebee movie and when it's showing, and kind of match it up and see if it's even possible. Because I know we look back at Rise of Cobra and Retaliation, and those were like several years of lead up going into those.
And a delay.
Yeah, exactly. but perhaps with this new formula, they're able to compress that timeline a little bit. So we should probably look into Bumblebee and see what the timeline of that looks like. That might give us a better gauge on how this could possibly play out, if it's even possible.
I mean, I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing to have a date in mind. And let's face it, in the history of films, when dates are set, they're usually pushed back. It's not, it's not beyond the realms of possibility that's going to happen here. I think it will happen here. I think they keep dropping this date, but at the same time, I think that is really just a, almost like an aiming point, really. I would imagine that it still might be 2020, but it'll be probably later in the year.
Sure.
And that's just a guess at this stage, based on, you know, historically based on that kind of stuff. We are getting more news in November, apparently, which was an interesting point that was brought up in that meeting. So that's interesting, because I would like to know what we're actually going to be told. I mean, it could be that they've been hiding a lot of this information from us. It's hard to do in this day and age.
Yes.
But it could be that we'll find out in November that there has been a writer and they've been working on it. There has been a director attached to it and he's already kind of in the process. The casting's already in process. These things could already be happening on a tentative level based on, and I still think they're holding out to see how Bumblebee does.
Yeah, I think that's probably got a lot to do with it. You're kind of hedging their bets until they see how that takes off or doesn't take off. But yeah, when's Bumblebee's release date?
December the somethingth.
Okay. So I was wondering if they would wait for more announcements until after Bumblebee, but no, it sounds like they're going to be making those announcements for Bumblebee. So I guess we'll just have to kind of wait and see. I mean, yeah, it is kind of curious, and it's rare that stuff like this happens so under the radar. But I mean, not to be too blunt, maybe just nobody cares enough about G.I. Joe to really dig into what might be happening. I don't know. I mean, that's always possible.
Finally, are you feeling positive about this news? Do you think Hasbro and Paramount can pull this off?
Yeah, I mean, I'm feeling very positive. I think there's a better chance of doing a Snake Eyes movie well than there is, you know, of doing a huge kind of combined Hasbro universe well. I think as much as people don't like Rise of Cobra and G.I. Joe Retaliation, I think Snake Eyes was handled excellently in both films.
Yeah.
I think there's a way to do it. And I think focusing on a singular character and kind of a single focus point of the story could certainly lend itself to a better potential success. Start slow and kind of ramp up from there. I'm really positive about this. Anytime they're talking about G.I. Joe and Hollywood together, it's a good thing, because, you know, look at where Transformers is now compared to where it was in 2006 before the first movie came out. And say what you will about the Michael Bay films, but they've done wonderful things for brand awareness globally. So a popular, fan-driven, you know, exciting G.I. Joe movie is going to, you know, I can't promise it'll reach Transformers levels of greatness, but it certainly couldn't hurt. I mean, even Rise of Cobra, I remember walking into Walmart and Toys R Us when Rise of Cobra launched and seeing 12 feet of G.I. Joe retail product on the shelves, which I hadn't seen, you know, in probably 15 years leading up to that. So it certainly did some good things for the brand. And honestly, it probably wouldn't have lived another several years after that if not for the movie. So there's something to be said for Hollywood success. So I'm definitely excited about what Paramount might do. And if nothing else, it keeps the news cycle fresh. And it's always cool to have things to look forward to every day, you know, because now November, I've got November circled on my calendar. I've got pay attention to the news sites in November.
You should have November circled anyway. It's my birthday month.
Oh man, I should. You're right. they're holding that back just for a present for you.
I know. I'm hoping that the present will be they'll show a design or like the final costume of Snake Eyes, and it'll be the version 4 one where it's the blue, the black, and like the red goggles and everything. And that would make my birthday.
That would be great. It's going to be the Pursuit of Cobra, like Jungle Patrol Snake Eyes with those obnoxious shin pads. No,
it'll be like Temple Guardian Snake Eyes.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway, thank you, Justin, for jumping on quickly. It's been a pleasure, as always. That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst. Thank you to my wonderful co-host, Justin Bell. See you next time. And as always, full Snake Eyes Force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce. And if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of these platforms with feedback, questions, or to say, who do you think you are? A serious operation now? No, not even close. Look out for more of these news bursts that we are posting on the Facebook page from now on. Full Force.